A High Court judge has expressed surprise that teacher Enoch Burke is seeking an injunction against the school where he teaches when he himself is not complying with a High Court order. Mr. Justice Brian O'Moore made the comments as Mr. Burke returned to court this morning for the injunction he's seeking to stop a disciplinary hearing dealing with allegations of misconduct against him. Let's talk now to our courts correspondent Orla O'Donnell. Orla, how did these comments from Mr. Justice Brian O'Moore come about? Sorry, do we have contact with Dora there?
Sorry, Brian. I'll start again. Yeah. Lawyers for the school had told the court yesterday that they were bringing a motion seeking to have Enoch Burke's assets seized because he was continuing to attend the school despite a High Court injunction directing him not to do so. But this morning, Barrister Rosemary Mallon told the court that motion wasn't ready to go yet. It wasn't ready to go ahead. This is due to a technical issue. So that was adjourned to Tuesday morning. But Mr. Justice O'Moore then asked Mr. Burke directly if he was complying with the High Court injunction. Mr. Burke then said that he was turning up at the school for work. He said this was his duty. He said he had an unblemished record and his only crime was that he'd expressed his religious beliefs against transgenderism. And he said he believed it was his duty to resist a precedent whereby a teacher subject to a disciplinary process for something he described as manifestly unlawful could be dismissed and never get their job back because of what he said was their Christian beliefs. Now, the judge said then it followed from what Mr. Burke had said, that he was not complying with the order. And he said this was going to be an issue. He said, could someone who was in persistent breach of a court order themselves then seek the assistance of the court to get an order against somebody else? And he said he'd learned with some surprise that Mr. Burke was seeking the assistance of the court in this way. And he said that may be of some consequence in relation to this ongoing litigation. And he said there was a long-standing saying going back centuries that he who wishes to seek equity must do equity. And he said he was simply indicating his surprise that Mr. Burke wasn't in compliance with the court order by his own account, but had chosen to seek an order against the school. Now, Mr. Burke, in response, described the judge's comments as improper, extraordinary, uncalled for. He said the original court orders were manifestly unconstitutional and unlawful, and he said they had been appealed to the Court of Appeal, as he said the judge well knew.
So what's happening in court this afternoon then, Orla?
So what's happening this afternoon is that Mr. Burke's proceedings seeking an injunction against the school over a disciplinary hearing due to be heard next week will go ahead. As listeners will remember, Mr. Burke was jailed on September the 5th for contempt of court after refusing to stay away from the school despite being suspended on full pay. And this followed a row about addressing a student with they-them pronouns. There was a public confrontation, the court has heard, between Mr. Burke and the then principal of the school at the end of a religious service and dinner in May after she had made a request to all teachers to address this student with the they-them pronouns after a request from the student's family. The school previously told the court that this these disciplinary proceedings had been on hold. They were due to take place in September, but they'd been on hold because of legal proceedings. The judge in December said he wasn't fully happy with this explanation. It has now been rescheduled to take place on January 19th, but Mr. Burke does not want that disciplinary hearing to go ahead, and so he's looking for an injunction, a court order today to stop that disciplinary hearing going ahead next on Thursday week.
Orla O'Donnell at the High Court for us this lunchtime. Thank you very much for that.